Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and it is the car hop that is happening at Kowloon. They're going to play a movie. You're going to be able to pull in. You're going to drive up. Now, I think what I'm reading online is the first one is sold out.
Yeah, so it started last Thursday. Yeah.
Right.
And then, so now every Tuesday they're going to do it.
Right.
And so tonight is ET, but that is sold out.
Wow.
Because they're being socially distanced, they're being responsible, and they're making sure that there's only so many cars and so many spaces.
Right.
And there's a space that has like AstroTurf. Is that what it's called?
Kennedy,
that you can sort of bring up your own chair, table and chair if you like.
Yes, right. And I saw photos of it. It looks amazing.
They do everything amazing.
Plus, and you can get the Mai Tais to go. I'm just saying right now. It's fine.
In fact, I want to welcome to the show right now a Hall of Famer, Bobby Wong from Kowloon.
Hey,
good morning, Bobby.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
You didn't know he was in the Hall of Fame, did you, Kennedy?
No, I was going to say the Hall of Fame sounded kind of funny. I was like, what's that coming from?
Bobby is in the Restaurant Hall of Fame. Everybody in his family is in the Restaurant Hall of Fame. How many times do you get to meet a Hall of Famer?
There's a Restaurant Hall of Fame?
Yes, there's a Restaurant Hall of Fame.
Oh.
There's a Radio Hall of Fame. We will never see it.
So we are so impressed with the way you guys have put this all together. You're having essentially like a car hop, and you're having people come to Kowloon in the parking lot and watch movies. Was it fun doing it?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun. My employees really got behind it. When they found out what we were doing, they got all excited, and they just doing the best they can during this time. So something different was, a breath of fresh air for those guys. So,
how did you get this idea? How did you get the idea to say, let's just play movies in the parking lot?
Well, it didn't start off with movies. It started off with people eating food in our parking lot.
Right.
So we'd be selling takeout during that time when we'd only sell takeout. And we see like four or five groups of people eating takeout food from our restaurant. They would have like three or four cars, and they would have them socially distanced, and people would stand outside their cars or sit on top of their hood of their cars, or even bring out lawn furniture.
Right.
That's
amazing. We happened to see all these different groups doing that, and we said, geez, it'd be great to have an area that would be safe and have a whole big, a lot of groups,
right.
I guess, now having food out there.
Bobby, we are obviously fans of Kowloon, and we've done lots of events over the years there. But for the person that's never been to Kowloon, like, tell people how big it is inside of Kowloon. How many people can you sit inside that restaurant?
We could fit 1,200 people, including the comedy club function rooms.
1,200. It's ginormous. It's unbelievable. There's bars, there's comedy clubs. Like, there's celebrities in there. I see wrestlers in there. There is always something going on.
I'll never forget the first time I walked into Kowloon for the first big game party, because I had never been, because Route 1 scares me. But just walking in there for the first time, I feel like I was in Disney World. You guys just welcome everybody with open arms. And Bobby, I want to ask you what it was like seeing customers back and how nice it was to interact with maybe some of your favorite customers, just people coming back and being so happy to finally have your food again.
Well, it's been great. A lot of people are thankful that we're open, number one. I guess we're thankful we're open. And I guess it's been such a trying times that people were just happy to see reconnect with people that they haven't seen in a long time, and that's the fun part. You know, when we're in the hospitality business, it's not all about just trying to run a business, but I think it's just connecting with people, and that's what most restaurant people in the business, I think, do. They just love waiting on taking care of people and meeting people.
It's
going back again, so it's great.
My letter carrier in Charlestown, his name is George, he said he worked at Kowloon for many, many, many years, and he always just talks about how it was really a family to work there. Mm-hmm. You know, the relationship with everybody, and there was generations that had worked there and generations mm-hmm. of customers that had been coming mm-hmm. in there. And that's tough to do. How many employees do you normally have inside of Kowloon?
We full and part-time will have over 200.
But you were able to put a whole bunch back to work right now, huh? So that's great.
Well, still not quite to where we want, because sure. a lot of people are just coming in part-time. And hopefully soon, once we really get, you know, things going better in terms of occupancy, we'll be able to bring everybody back. But so, we're on our way back, so it's good.
When are we going to know about next week's movie?
Next week, we're starting tonight. But unfortunately, the weather doesn't look like it's holding up too well, but we'll see what happens. But next week, we're planning on possibly a couple of movies. And once we find out, we actually have a function that booked one of the nights, so that's why we're waiting to see how that works. And then if we'll have a movie on the following night. So
fantastic.
Once we know that the weather's going to hold up for us.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning. Best of luck with everybody. And we want to remind everybody, so we're doing something on the show called Tip Plus 10. I actually went to dinner or grabbed dinner last night out, Kennedy, mm-hmm. from Warren Tavern.
Yep.
And I did a Tip Plus 10.
Very good.
So we're just asking anybody that goes to Kowloon, when you go by, you tip what you normally tip, which is 20%. And just think about, you know, all the service people that work there, and they've been out of work or maybe not working as much, do another 10%. So hopefully you and all your staff will see that as well. So Tip Plus 10. Do that, please. All right.
Thank you so much, Bobby. We
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Anytime.
All right. Bye, Bobby.
Take care now.
All right. Favorite food at Kowloon?
Saugus wings.
Saugus wings.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There is no other answer.
Yeah. Thank you, Kennedy.
Okay.
Thank you. What are you guys hesitating about?
I just get so overwhelmed when there's everything.
I love literally everything.
Poo-poo platter's good. Scorpion bowl is good.
Yes.
But Saugus wings is always the right answer.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.